M-E-T-R-O, with the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Yo, foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. Happy hump day, happy hump day, happy hump day. What's up, Natasha?
Man, nothing much. I'm so excited. It was such a beautiful day.
Man, it was so nice
outside. Like, energizing.
Listen, I feel sorry for anybody who had to go in the office.
Yeah, I went into work, but I have a little window, and I'm, you know, took a couple extra trips outside today. A bunch of breaks.
Extra 5-minute breaks. Took advantage of the smoker breaks.
You know, man, that's my whole thing. The smokers get to do it, right? Uh-huh, they get to do it every single day. You know how much time that adds up to be?
Oh, I do.
So, if you're not a smoker, I feel like, you know, every once in a while, it's not so bad.
They said something about, like, a bathroom break. If you, like, take a bathroom break every day, it was, like, the equivalent of a day's worth of work for, like, 2 weeks or something. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know. It's like, if you went to the bathroom every day and had a bathroom break every day, out of a month, it would be a full day's worth of work or something like that. It was. I didn't even really think about that.
And so, you know, most of the time you don't just go to the bathroom.
Nobody right? just goes to the bathroom. Like this is still high school. Like, I don't need to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go, you know, get it in.
Check on your buddy on the third floor.
Right. What up? What up? Snacks. Ain't you supposed to be upstairs? Mind your business. Mind your business. People don't be staying in their lanes, man. Listen, right. If I come to visit, just say what's up.
Right.
Don't be no snitch, man. Right. Just saying. But yeah, man, it's a great day. A lot of things going on. Some unique stuff today. Just real quick. Did you know today was National Beer Day?
Beer Day?
National Beer Day.
I absolutely did not know that.
Well, I'm telling you, JB usually has all the tips and tricks. Shout out to JB. What up, Chief? How's it going, man? What's going on?
Happy Beer Day.
Happy Beer Day, man. You can't go wrong with the Beer Day. Yeah, man. It's National Beer Day. So, you know, I think they did, what was it, congressional passage around 1933 or something like that, JB?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was proposed in February mm-hmm. of 33.
Yep.
And
yep.
Passed in December. It was put into effect in December 5th of 33.
You a smart guy. I had to write mine down. See, I got my little cheat sheet right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to remember.
But the National Beer Day came to be celebrated on this day to a gentleman that was from the area here. I don't know if it was Woodbridge, but he was from Virginia.
Okay.
And he put it together back in like mid to late 2000s.
Really?
As a National Beer Day, because he was a beer enthusiast.
Yeah.
You know?
Got a lot of beer enthusiasts.
Like, what that process entails, if you just want to make a day, a whole national celebration about some one thing. That is like a petition you start? Or how
petition.
Does that? How does that? A petition?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to invent a day, y'all.
I am. I already got a day in mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to reveal
you don't
it yet.
Talk about
not yet. Not yet. It's okay. Secret. Hushity hush.
Yeah, y'all. But cheers to y'all. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying, like, everybody's going to have an enjoyable day, but I think it's a petition. I don't even know. I don't know how that starts. There's so many days now. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I just try to show up, man, where I'm supposed to be.
No, National Daughter Day, National Son Day, National Cousin Day, Auntie Day, Mom, it's Mom's Day, Dad's Day. I'd be like, all right, man, listen, ain't nobody's paying for me for these days.
But you everybody don't fit in any of the categories.
Like, no, this ain't working, man. Speaking of that, man, do you have to travel with your kids? Like, I used to have to travel in between parents to the different holidays, man. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Jeez.
It is a very lot, yeah. Especially, you know, I have twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So especially when they couldn't walk and you had to have all their paraphernalia. That is a very much a lot, yes.
So, I don't miss that at all. Like, I don't have to do it as much, you know what I'm saying? But, like, going to one house and to the other house and then back home to do it, that's a lot of moving parts. But, you know, anything to do for the kids, you know? It's all about the kids.
I try to empower mine and make them do as much as they can for themselves.
True.
I'm so serious.
Self-sufficient.
I'm so serious. Here's your little backpack. What we got? You got the little checklist. You got everything in there? Okay, good.
Right. Keep moving. Man, I hate when I leave and they don't have what I told them to put in the bag. Mm-hmm. I get really frustrated. I got a little patience.
That's on a daily. Oh, my God. that's on a daily. Man. I just had the woosah on that one because they not, you know, that's what kids do, right? They don't care about stuff that they don't care about.
Well, it is what it is. So, you know, we'll leave it there. But, yeah, moving on to the next thing. Did you know the Washington football team, the Redskins? Yeah, I did. Shots Uh-oh. Fired. I did. they have a job opening for a fan ambassador network. I've never heard of this before. Have you ever heard of that?
No, absolutely not.
So apparently they got like, you know, they want a network to host it where they get more fans involved, more people out, you know, advocating for the Skins and events and parties and brunches and all these other type of stuff. I guess they're looking for a network to do that.
So you have to pay people to be your fans?
I don't know, man.
Damn, that's where we at.
I don't know. See, I'm not shooting. See, shots fired. There you go. Shots fired. I just lay it up to you. I'll let you do whatever you want with it. You know?
That's what it sounds like to me. Unless I'm missing something.
That's what it, I mean. They kind of spend it like that. If you kind of like read it, and it was on the patch.com. You know, you go look at the patch.com or whatever, but you kind of read that. It's like, yo, you're doing gifts. You're doing rebranding. You're creating these parties, interest, diversity, all this type of stuff. It just seems like to me, the Washington Redskins is scrambling a little bit because you know you heard the scuttlebutt, Dave Snyder. Was it Snyder? He's selling the team.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. That's been an issue for a long time. Snyder's been. Listen, I'm not a. I don't like the Skins, so I would say I'm not the a fan. Washington but I just team. I, whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Scandalous.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shoot it. I'm listening, man. I'm a Giant fan. That's where I'm at right now. I'm feeling kind of comfortable. I'm not, you know, but I'm good with our moves. But the Redskins, man, they got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, Riverboat Ron, they do have Riverboat Ron. I like Ron. You know, they did pick up Chris Samuels and a few other parts, but they, you know, I don't know. They're trying to buy fans now, I guess. I don't know. It is what it is. So.
I guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, that's okay. It's okay though. That's not a bad thing. Continue doing that, Skin fans. I'm sure you guys are gonna whatever. I don't care. So at the top of the hour, you know, Miriam's gonna be coming through later on, probably towards the end of the show. She has an event that she does want to promote. I encourage everybody to go over there. So check that out real quick. But before we go into that, we got a little session called Tit for Tat. So this is a brand new session. So basically this tit for tat session is all about the grievances or we want to know or give me your insights or all the stuff. So I'm going to be playing from the male perspective. Ms. Tasha is going to play from the female perspective. And basically what we're going to do a little ping pong session. I'm going to ask a question or she'll ask a question. I'll have to answer it honestly as a male or she'll have to answer it honestly as a female, not directed towards one or the other. But we're just trying to, again, get perspective. So tit for tat, real quick question. When a woman gets upset, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? When a woman gets upset, why do they tend to bring up the things from the past, from like 5 years ago, 10 years ago? If you've been dealing with this woman for a long time, whatever, you know, you get into a little debate, a heated debate. Why is it that, you know, you get into, you did this back in 2013 or 14 or 15, and like, this has nothing to do with the conversation. Why is that? Please.
So, first of all, men do it too.
Okay.
Let's get that clear. Men do that too.
I don't know.
But, you know, I think this has a lot to do with that person's, you know, their mentality, right? If they're willing to try to grow and go somewhere with you, or are you trying to stay stuck in the past and hold on to that hurt and that pain? So, I'm not going to say that. I don't think that's every woman that does that.
No, I don't think it's everyone, but I have noticed that, you know, and I've seen in your arguments, and we all seen tea, you know, there's been some tea spilt, and there's been some heated debates where folks got into it out in the parking lot, and hey, listen, you ain't even did this back in June, July, and that was like 2 years ago. 2008 or whatever. I don't know. I just see it a lot. I just don't understand it.
Thanks, JB.
You know what I'm saying? If you guys are choosing not to deal with each other, shout out to JB, always keeping us on point.
Always.
If you guys are choosing not to deal with each other, you know, you got to kind of focus the conversation a little bit. But it boggles my mind. It just boggles my mind.
Why are you always bringing up old shit?
Exactly. Let's leave that alone. You know, let's not do that. And, you know, I've done it before. You know, I admit I brought things up, but then after a while, you like, I don't care about that because it's gone, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, I think that goes back to that individual and their mentality, you know, and how, you know, their perspective. They're ready to try to be you know, progressive and go through and grow the relationship, or are we gonna stay stuck on old shit? So
yeah, especially shout out to people in the long distance and long relationships, man. Shout out to you guys, because it's some work, man. Long, you know, them long relationships, and we ain't talking about 3 years. 3 years is a drop in the bucket. I'm just gonna, no shade. We talk about, like, you know, your 5, 7, 10+ years, people who've been grinding and seeing the person, like, for who they are. Shouts out to you guys for kind of working it out.
Yeah,
and figuring out, making it work, you know?
My mother's side of the family, her sisters and all them, they, you know, they've been married for 40 years, 50 years, 60, like, they don't just, you know, it's not for play, right? Nah. They're from the Midwest. They when they in it, they in it, you know, from the time they're, like, almost teenagers, you know, different, different generation, but yeah, seriously, you know, yeah. And then they, you know, bent over on their canes, you know, still together.
They still there.
Stuffing it out, you
man,
know.
Man, listen, man, I done seen old grandma snuff. Yeah. The old man snuff him. She snuffed him. I was like, oh, shit.
She got to keep his ass in line.
Listen, man, he choked up real quick. What? Hey, you getting with the A. He didn't say too much because he didn't want no problems at home. But yeah, man, that's good stuff. Another question I have, just real quick. So, okay. Leaving your mark. What is an item that... Give me like 3 items that women leave at a man's house when they're courting them. You know, I've seen different things. People leave earrings or a toothbrush or something like that. What are the 3 top things in your opinion that a woman leaves when she's dealing with somebody but wants to mark her quote unquote territory?
So I think a toothbrush is a good one, but that's kind of, I don't know, it could be, especially when you got kids, it could be anybody's toothbrush. Damn. You know, you said an earring, that's a good one. Yeah. You know, straight earring, that's something that can, you know, we lose those all the time, but, you know, sometimes they're strategically planted.
Listen.
And maybe, thinking like some lip gloss.
Lip gloss?
Yeah. Because our lip, maybe like lipstick, that's something, you know, especially, okay, I know you got kids, maybe you got a small daughter. She's not going to be wearing, you know, bright red lipstick, right? You know, that's something that's kind of... march your territory.
I like red lipstick.
You like, yeah. Me too, but I'm just saying another, that's something that would, can I, you know, kind of trigger another female to thinking, oh, you know, there's something going on over here if I see red lipstick at this dude's back. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to have red lipstick for yourself or, like I said, for your little daughter, right?
No, so I mean, if I'm trying sisters. To, I mean, they could.
I guess that, that's something I would think
I'm just
about.
Playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, because it could be. That could be, but
so red lipstick,
or just, you know,
and lip gloss, okay, like earrings. That. Give me another one.
Maybe some, I don't know, some lingerie.
Lingerie?
Yeah, some panties, some something like that.
Toxic.
Accidentally leave them, you know, could happen.
Yep. Don't wear them over here. Ain't doing all the extra.
Are you feeling like you're being hunted?
No. I'm just curious because I just seen some stuff where a female saw what's this? Who's are those?
Right.
You know, and the top things that I was obviously earrings. I've heard earrings. The lipstick's not so much, but the hair strands. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's, women, you're dealing with somebody on a whole nother level with that.
Oh, my gosh. I done seen some
and
stuff.
Let me just say all this when I answer your question. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me. I have to really create some things because that's not the type of moves I would make. but yeah, I can see that.
We're just talking.
Right. No, but if you, yeah, you're right. You got somebody leaving their hair strands, you might have to look out for that person. She's on her CSI.
Listen, a lot of women love CSI, too. ID Channel. Like, for real, I ran into a lot of people. What's your favorite show? ID Channel.
Yeah.
Just everything. I'm going to learn everything about it.
Snapped all of it.
Man, dog, I'm going to tell you right now, watch out for those, because I'm telling you, they're already plotting.
They got it now.
They mess with you right now, but they have this backup plan for you. Just don't mess up, that's all. Catch you slipping. But didn't mean to go off tangent. Before we go too far, man, you know, I want to introduce our guest that we got coming on, man. Beans. Beans come from D.C., man. Chris Bolden, man. I appreciate him coming through. We got some great questions for him. You know, we're going to talk about his latest shoe release. We're going to talk about all the ventures he's got going on and all the lessons learned that, you know, as a small business that he kind of went through, you know, as he continues to grow his empire. But I cannot wait to get to that session. But before we go there, let's take it back a little bit. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, and we're coming out of COVID, and we have an opportunity to kind of change what we've done, right? You can change your body. You can change your mind. You can change how you kind of go about different things. What is something from back in the day that you kind of, like, want to bring back? that's kind of missing that we don't have anymore? Let me ask you that question. I'm going to make you think a little bit today.
Things like what? I'm just give me like an example.
Doesn't matter. I'm just throwing, like I said, we're just chatting. You know, anything in the world. Like, okay, so it could be something materialistic. It could be like an ideology, you know, something like that. It could be like, you know, something as simple as kids playing or kids doing sleepovers or whatever. I don't know. What is something that you miss that you wish we can bring back?
Personally, to me, I think we don't have the same sense of community like we used to have. At least for, like, I don't think when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've been, as a parent, trying to be an advocate to do for me and mine, for mine, right? And try to create that community for them. I do the sleepovers. I do the Girl Scout stuff, adventures and stuff we're about to go do and all that, so that my kids can have, they can have that sense of community. I feel like just, you know, and you know, the history of the show that we've had thus far, it's been our hometown heroes, right? People, yep, that we've known growing up that have had some influence one way or another in helping us to develop and grow and be who we are. And I just feel like that's something that's lost in a lot of places. We just don't have the same connection. Like, I knew all my neighbors and stuff growing up. You know, I knew, yeah, if I was not where I was supposed to be, like, they was gonna call my mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the, and they was gonna, network, bro.
You know,
bad,
what I'm saying? Or the same token, you know, I remember there was a time when my mother was having some health issues, and she, you know, I wasn't young enough, I mean, I wasn't old enough to drive or what have you, so I had to go to my neighbor, but I knew them, you know what I'm saying? And they, mm-hmm, had to help us out or whatever. So like, now I don't really, I mean, I say hi to them, but I don't really know my neighbors where I'm at, yeah, now, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, I'm planning on moving very soon and everything, and I'm really hoping to continue, mm-hmm, on and build that for them, and just helping to have that sense of community.
Yeah,
it just gives you a sense of stability, I think, of who you are and who you want to be. So
yeah, that whole thing that you're talking about, I completely agree with you, by the way. Remember the old saying, it takes a village?
Yeah.
You ain't got no village, man. No more. I'm going to tell you right now, listen, it's crabs in a barrel, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. It's like really, really bad. So listen, back in the day, I think things are different than they were back in the day. So old sayings may not necessarily apply in today's society. Does that make sense?
Some do. Some do, some don't.
Mm-hmm. But cheaper to keep her. I don't think they were very specific when they said that. Like, everybody's just thinking from a monetary perspective.
Yeah.
Not thinking from the mental perspective.
Not the mental health.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you think it's cheaper to keep it. You see cheap, you think money. I don't think it's always money. You got to think from the mindset.
Was it costing you mentally?
Yeah, because that's a heavy, heavy cost, man. Yep. Time is,
you can't,
right,
get that,
man,
back.
Time is money, man.
You cannot get that back.
And I'm no spring chicken. You know, I'm cool. I'm good where I'm at. I still do what I do. But I'm understanding a little bit more of kind of what that means and, you know, the significance of that to another person, to another male, you know. And vice versa. You know, I've seen over time, you know, women want to stay with their man for a long time, you know, because they're rocking with him. That's not happening as much anymore. I see a lot more women cutting the ties, you know, cutting, yeah, ties. Quick. Quick. I'm talking quick and shooting shots. But I just think that, you know, it's something that I want to speak on that I've seen a lot of. And I would like to kind of get that community feel back. I would like for my kids to know everybody else's kids and, you know, within the community.
Right.
You know, so they can kind of grow up and know, mm-hmm, this is that and this is this. If anything happens, they know her and they know them. And that's like their sister. And then they have that close-knit group, you know, when they get older and they formulate their own friends and their, absolutely, own thoughts and stuff like that. So I definitely wish that we could kind of bring that back. But, mm-hmm,
no,
I don't know. It seems fleeting.
Just real quick. Just something you said just triggered a question. Just going back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing what you know now, knowing what you've seen and observed in your life at this point, are, mm-hmm, you of the mindset of everything in my past has happened for a purpose and it's, you know, got me where I am and I'm grateful for, or I would do things differently?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me sip some more tea.
For real.
Mm-hmm. This ain't no motherfucking tea. Mm-hmm. But everything.
You okay?
Mm-mm.
You on the back?
Listen. I'm gonna say this. Everything happens for a reason.
You sound like you had to like force that out. Yeah, really, do you believe that?
No, I do. I, for real. I seriously think that everything does happen for a reason. And it's how you react to whatever's happened to you is what's going to kind of build you as a person. It's going to build your character. It's going to build everything that you want. I mean, back in the day, remember, we went to school. We went to college. College is what you make it. Your life is what you make it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pick your partner. You got to pick, you know, you have your kids. You have your kids with your partner or whomever. And, you know, you build a life and, you know, you parent them how you see fit and stuff like that. And sometimes we lose sight of who we are, you know, because we're giving away kind of what
caught up.
You give, and you forget about to give to yourself, and you're giving your others and your kids. So you just wrap yourself. I'm doing it for my kids, but you forget about you. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you come to the realization like, yo, I need to do something for me, mm-hmm. you know. But I know that everything happens for a reason, and then even if you are having issues or good times, you take that. You know, you wrap it up, you figure out what was wrong, you do all your lessons learned, you have a real true self-assessment. You have to have a self-assessment with yourself. And then once you do that, then you make your decisions and, you know, you go on about your life. But I'm not going to take back any decisions that I made. I don't think that's necessary. Okay. I wouldn't be the same person.
I mean, some people can't, you know, have that perspective or thought on it. I was just curious. Yeah. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a lot of times like, man, listen, but
honestly, a lot of people, I think, beat themselves up about that kind of stuff. You know, yeah. They, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have, you know, stayed there. I shouldn't have, you know, whatever it was, you know. And yeah, I think that's hard. It's sometimes just it's peace and understanding that's part of your journey. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yep. And again, that makes you who you are. You it gives you an opportunity to learn those lessons about yourself and about life and something that you needed for something that's coming in your future. But it's hard to have the understanding brings some peace. But like I said, some people, you know, can't see it that way. Get kind of stuck or caught up, you know.
Yeah. So. And it's tough for them because a lot of people just don't have an outlet. They don't have a friend.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have, you know, a lot of their parents or elders passed away. They don't have nobody to really talk to. You're not going to open up because you really have to focus on, you know, your family or whatever it is that you have to do to get by for that day. So they start, you know, really compartmentalizing a lot of different things and a lot of different issues, and they don't talk about it. And before you know, you become a different person.
That's true.
So
that's very true. And it can kind of turn people hard and numb and all different kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
It's not. You have to love, you know, try to love yourself enough to know, you know, like I said, that you not to beat yourself up. And, you know, I know we've talked in the past, like we've had people like Taylor come on. There's, mm-hmm. you know, people that you can talk to, therapists, different people like that, churches. There's always somebody that you can talk to. So, but yeah. But again, wait, going back to what we were talking about earlier.
Shouts out to Taylor Mountain.
just again, going back to that community, right? And having family and people around you. So that's important to me. That's what I want to see come back. So
absolutely. So real quick, shouts out to Dr. Z. You know, Dr. Z's been doing phenomenal things with body shaping, body sculpting, and stuff like that. I know Tasha's been working with Dr. Z very, very, very closely. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to get your body in shape. Listen, man, get your stuff together. If you don't want to work out, you want to do all that stuff, you want to shape your body up, holla at Dr. Z. So I'm going to let Tasha talk a little bit about Dr. Zerline Chambers and kind of what she's doing over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in addition to, we had a open house the end of March to promote a couple of different procedures she was doing. Procedures, one was the Mona Lisa, and that's the vaginal rejuvenation. So I know she's still got those things going on. She's not running the same specials right now. Uh-huh. But it's always something, a service that she provides for just different issues when you have, you know, your vagina's just tired. It needs to be rejuvenated.
There you go. Everybody gets tired, I guess.
No, in all seriousness, it's a serious procedure. Obviously, like I said, she's a, you know, a very well trusted and respected doctor in the area. Been over, you know, doing over 30 years, been serving the Northern Virginia area. But also too, she also had a promotion for her sculpture procedures, which was to help basically burn the fat that's under your skin. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that was last month. So now, now that we're in April and getting ready for spring, she is going to be doing some more promotions, more focused on laser hair removal. So I know that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to be out, you know, the shorts and the bikinis and whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it's not just for women, men do it as well. You know, laser hair removal for armpits, bikini area, whatever that you're trying to get, you know, have not to worry about hair removal.
How long does that last?
It varies. It like with the, you know, how dark your skin is, how thick your, you know, your hair is and all that stuff. So she'll do a consultation for you and kind of assess all that for you. Like, you know, again, just depending on just different factors about you and how many sessions you'll need to have. But it's permanent. It's permanent once you finish your sessions, but you just have to have a different amount of sessions. Like I said, depending on if you're dark skinned or light skinned, or like I said, if you have really thin hair or coarse hair or whatever, it just varies. So like I said, so sign up and reach out to her so she can give you a consultation. She's at 703-441-3555 and her website is www.drzchambers.com. Like I said, you can reach out to her. I know she'll be setting up an open house event to promote, like I said, the laser hair removal in the next probably couple weeks or so. So
hey, Dr. Z, what's going on? See, she's gonna be busy. She's gonna be busy.
She's so always busy.
That's what's up. That's good.
You know what? And that's, you know what? In addition to just one of the other procedures that she does is called the flex, and it actually helps to strengthen the muscles. And I have to just give her a shout out as well. In addition to all the things she's doing, she makes me tired watching her sometimes. She's very innovative, and she's just energetic, and she is constantly going. If you think about it, she's up delivering babies, she's on call, she's getting up in the middle of the night, in and out, back and forth to the hospital, and this goes on for days upon weeks sometimes. So shout out to her, and I just love to see that, you know, people getting older, and she takes such good care of herself. And I mentioned the flex because actually she's had the flex treatment, actually was able to perform it on her, and I've been able to see the difference in her strength and her posture and all that stuff, and how it's just helping her keep going. So just definitely take the opportunity, whether you're doing the procedure or whatever it is, just take care of yourself, because we're all getting older every single day, and we have to keep ourselves strong. I don't, you know, that's one thing for me, like whether I lose 100 pounds or whatever, like I don't want to get older and be humped over or limping or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's just really important as people, you know, as you're getting older, to your quality of life, right? You want to be walking around, you know, can barely, everything hurts and it's, you know, popping, and some things we can't control, but there are a lot of things that we can't control. And just, you know, just want to put that out there. She's just trying to help people find more innovative ways to take care of themselves.
When you get older, you gotta be like Mr. Biggs, man. Shouts out to Mr. Biggs out there. Everybody know what I'm talking about. Saw the verses, man. Listen, he's out there still pulling them. I'm trying to tell you, I was in some groups and they talk about, they want the old sugar daddy. Mr. Biggs. I'm like, yo, you watch the verses? Like, yeah. Mr. Biggs can blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo. Okay.
To each his own.
Everybody's shooting. Listen, everybody's shooting shots today. I don't know. It's the weather. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you got people frisky, man. I guess.
Listen, man, take full advantage of COVID, sir. Go ahead and shoot your shot, please. If you think about shooting, shoot. If you thought about shooting, shoot. If you didn't want to shoot, shoot anyway. It don't matter. He wasn't doing anything regardless, but yeah, that's interesting. Just real quick, we want to talk a little bit about you. I know you got some new toys coming through. What you got going on here?
Yes, I do. And you know what? I'm so sad. I literally dropped my toy. I think it's in my trunk. The toy. But I brought a couple other little items I wanted to talk about. Okay. But just real quick, so for anybody who doesn't know, never seen the show before, my name is Natasha Woods. I'm a peer romance consultant for over the last 2 years now. And we do in-home parties for ladies, display lingerie, bedroom accessories, just massage products, all different kinds of things to help, you know, everybody be romantic. And also it's just been an awesome experience. I've actually just had a phenomenal party on Saturday with some really dope ladies that I met at the Bridal Expo. So anyway, if you're interested in having a party, especially it's getting warmer, whether it's for, you know, because you're getting married or just because you want to have a ladies' night with your girlfriends, you can definitely hit me up. I'd be happy to come and do that. But so, like I said, I the toy that I was going to bring is actually and I'm going to bring it next week now. I have a couple of them. So it's a remote control toy. And so I was going to suggest, as people are out going out doing, you know, doing things. I know you'd asked me a couple shows ago, what would you suggest if somebody's trying to incorporate some type of spice or fun into a relationship? So
I love spice.
I think those are a really cool way to do that. A lot of fun. I'm so sad I dropped it. But there's a remote
control.
I think it's in my trunk.
There's
a device that is a remote control, and there is an actual device that goes. I have a couple different ones. One that actually flips outside of the panties, and one that actually goes inside the vagina and stimulates the clitoris as well. Huh. So, like I said, they can be about 30 feet away from each other. So you can go whether you're going out to eat or wherever you're going, you know, to hang out with your significant other. You give them the remote control, and then you can wear the device. I know. I forget the name of that movie where they're showing that they have the vibrating panties. The lady like falls out in the chair.
I think I whatever.
But yeah, we definitely have. We actually have about three different options of those different varieties of those vibrating devices. Like I said, just a cool way, and then nobody knows what's going on except you and your partner, right?
Nobody
you
hears the bzz, bzz,
nobody bzz. Hears it. No, nobody hears it. It's super quiet.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Yep. And just for because if your partner is the guy, you know, a lot of times they don't. What'd you say?
I said I'm gonna push it till it's broke. I said it.
I was just about to say.
I said it.
A lot of times if our partner is a guy, they don't like to give up the remote.
Nope.
They like to get out of control with it.
For
so
what? What she
there is
the
a power
for?
Button on the actual device. You can turn that joint off. It's out of control. But yeah, I just think that'd be really cool. Like I said, it's warming up. We're going out and doing different things. And like I said, that's a different way, a cool way, I think, to bring some spice into your relationship. And also, too, even if you don't have a partner, you're just hanging out and doing, you know, you got to do vacuuming or laundry or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a cool way to, you know, make things a little more exciting around the house, even if you're all by yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of spicy, man. Wait a minute, okay?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm sad I dropped it, but I will definitely be bringing it back next week.
Please do.
Couple of things too, as the weather's warming up, where I'm kind of in this like weird space at home where I'm not ready to turn the air conditioning up all the way way yet, mm-hmm. but it's getting a little hot at night.
Mm-hmm.
So actually we have a couple of, in addition to the lingerie that I've shown in the past, we also have some pajamas as well. And it's made from from bamboo fibers. And so bamboo fibers are like, they're temperature regulating. So if you're a person that sweats at night, I know, actually that's one of the things, sorry mom, put your business out, but she's getting older. She's having her own little personal summers. Actually got those from my mom when I was first starting to do Pure Romance to try to ease her into the into what I was doing. They said it's made of like the bamboo fiber, and like I said, it will help you to stay warm if you're cooler at night, but wick away the sweat as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hot. So
and yeah, a lot of women, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's
they run
what
hot
it
at
is.
Night. I'm just saying,
that's
they
what
run
it
hot.
Is.
It runs hot at night. That's all I know.
That's what it is.
You turn the fan on. No, I'm not a fan guy. I don't like the fan.
So it's so funny. Some people like need the fan to sleep at night, and some people are like, no, turn that. It's funny.
That's not comfortable.
To try to helpfully balance the scales a little bit out with that, or else even if whether you're with a partner or not, you're by yourself, you just want to be able to be comfortable at night. I know if I'm too hot, I can't sleep. So then that's when I will pull out the fan. But like I said, I don't know if I'm just being cheap or whatever. I'm not ready to turn the air on just yet. but it just, you know, so I put on those. Pajamas, and it helps me to just for my body to help regulate itself.
I can't do it. Some people are fan people, like my boy Mel. Shouts out to Mel, man. He's a fan guy. I'm not a fan guy, completely opposite. I don't like the fan. I can deal with the heat. I'm good. I don't know the fan blow. Can you sleep in the dark? Hold on, let me pause for a second. I got flashbacks, man. So back in the day,
got some PTSD going
man,
on.
Man, listen, back in the day, shouts out to Sandra Mason, Lilwood Mason. Listen, man, I ain't had no TV in my room. So okay. I was sleeping in the dark. I used to be able to do it. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, this is cool. I got TV. All right, I'm chilling with my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I reverted back to sleeping in the dark. Man, that feels different. Have you ever?
I don't like it. I don't like it being totally quiet or totally dark in my sleep. Yeah, I don't like it. I sleep
I
with
feel
my
like
TV
I can
on.
Hear my thoughts.
Yeah, like maybe it. That's what it is. I don't like it. It spooks me out. So I definitely always sleep with my TV on. If I don't have a TV in the room, then the radio or something.
I just feel like I can hear everything. It's like you don't have any white noise pumped in there.
Yeah,
like I just hear everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear everything. It just makes me nervous. Beans! Bro, you sleep with the fan on, Chief?
I don't sleep with the fan.
No fan?
Try
you know, right? It messes with you, man. Bean said, hell no to the fan.
In the dark, you sleep in the dark?
I sleep in the dark.
Sleep in the dark,
in the quiet, like totally quiet, dark?
No. That's did you do that growing up?
I didn't, no. But I'm used to it now. Like, I just can't go right to sleep. Like, if I'm hearing the TV, I try for a long time, I just...
Oh man,
that's so funny.
See,
so it's so funny.
It's not a gender thing. It's just
no.
A person thing.
So I was gonna say with my twins, actually, I'm just now like discovering this. With one of them, she wants it pitch black, totally quiet, nothing, like still. And then the other one, man. She wants the fan. She wants the fan. She has a night light. It's bright as hell.
Mm.
It's lighting up the whole. I'm like, I gotta constantly go in there and turn it down. They're
right.
It's so funny that they're so opposite. So no, it's definitely a person thing.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. I just think that's weird. I
everybody's different.
It's not weird. I'm adapting, and I'm trying to figure out what I really like, because I don't like all the lights on either, because that burns up electricity.
Yeah.
Don't get me twisted. I don't want my lights on all night. You know what I'm saying? That's 365. That's an extra 4 hours times 360. No.
Exactly. I keep my TV on. And, you know, with like, I'm usually watching like Hulu or Netflix or something. So it usually goes off in the middle of the night anyway. But it's still like a little bit of like ambient light from the TV. Even, you know what I'm saying? Even though nothing's playing or whatever, just on that. I just feel a little different,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. But it weirds me out.
It doesn't weird me out. It's just very different. I'm not, because I went no lights to lights to no lights. It's just, I don't know. It's
gotta
it's
do
very,
what works for you, man.
It's a very difficult transition, but I'm working on it. But anyways, we're at the almost a little past a half an hour point, but we're going to be bringing our guest on, Beans, Chris Bolden, man. We're going to talk a little bit about his new business, 21 Love, all that good stuff, what he's got going on, what he's got cooking, and got some questions for him, man. He got shoes dropping, got clothes dropping, everything popping right now. Man, a lot of stuff going on, man. I like this young brother. You know, he's a very big in the streets, man, from D.C. out there in D.C. doing his thing, moving and grooving. Can't wait to bring him on. Stay tuned. Give us about 30 seconds or so, about a minute, and we're going to be right back with you. All right, BYOV, episode 14.
Yo, man, what's up?
M-E-T-R-O. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that the schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas tellin'.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon.
I
still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Ben set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it steppin'. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure.
No.
Holdin' that water, won't spill it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets.
God,
I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't fighting. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose list, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
All right, welcome back, that was a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we wanna welcome Beans in the building, man. Chris Bolden. Man, listen, sir. I talked to Ricky, Rick, man, good dude. Shouts out to Ricky Slade.
Because,
My guy. He was like, man, you got to have this brother on. He's doing his thing out there. Holla at him. I'm like, all right, cool, man. I checked out your page. You know, you got the apparel popping. You got the leggings for the women. You got the jackets. And then you dropping shoes. That's a big move. Ain't nobody dropping. And people got apparel, but ain't got shoes, man. Tell me how you got all started. Tell me what's going on.
I got started, well, the ICNT name came from my little brother. He got murdered in 2016.
Okay.
Used to call himself the Iceman. I started off with shirts, just shirts had Uwe going across the front. That was his favorite saying. So I would, do it for friends and family.
Gotcha.
Everybody started supporting me. Had to think of another idea. I like this, so I'm going to keep going. That's, that was my thought process. So I designed the ICNT logo. And I started to put it on sweatpants and leggings. I had a friend of mine said she wasn't going to wear the shirt unless I had some leggings. That made me jump out there even more. So I started getting the wholesale sweatsuits and the leggings and everything. And that lasted for about 6 months. The brand actually started in April. So that year around January, I started to spread the love.
Okay.
Spread the love came out of nowhere. Like I was scrolling down Instagram and I seen some spread the love across somebody's picture or something. I was like, man, I'm gonna put that on a shirt.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I hollered at my man, was my best friend, and he did a design for me. Came back in 3 days with the design. I had the Mickey hands with Mickey hands holding the heart. And I dropped that. It sold out in 2 days.
Man.
Yeah. So I had to do it again.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And then we just kept creating designs. And it just kept going from there. You know, and then when I first started, I was doing a music thing, too, where I was rapping. And, you know, I had a couple shows first. And I've never done rap. I don't know what. I just decided to sit down and write a song one day.
That's good.
Yeah. And the song was called Ooh Wee.
Okay.
I put out a video. It was highly anticipated. Got a lot of views and everything. A couple thousand views.
Okay. You running numbers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For my first time doing anything, I thought that was pretty, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's dope.
Yeah, so.
That's what's up, man.
And that gave me a drive, you know, and I had my family and friends support me, you know. They was like, keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's fun. It's so fun.
And I see what you kind of doing, right? You know, spread the love is spread the love. Very good, you know, good way of kind of getting out of this COVID. Because we're so used to kind of like bringing everything inside. We got to go back out and kind of like spread the love, kind of what you're doing. Sir. So I like the branding of what you're doing. I'm curious, man. You dropping shoes. How did you get to this shoe situation? Like, how'd you get there?
It took me 2 years to get to the shoes. When I first started, I was like, man, because I was just thinking of everything. I want to do this, do that. I want some shoes.
Right.
You know, and I had reached out to a guy who designed shoes and, he gave me a sample the first time. I ain't like him. Like, it took 2 years to find the right manufacturer, find the right guys to design them and everything. Mm-hmm. And we finally came up with this shoe back in November, I would say. And we just said, man, we're going to go with it. Mm-hmm. Once it hit, everybody loved the shoes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I came out with a commercial. I made sure I did promotion right. And everything, and they just went crazy. Like, I've already sold out a lot of, you know, sizes. And
I already saw them, man. I got my BOLV. I got it on my page, man. I saw. I'm like, man, you know, this is funky. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's this?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a new style, you know, type. Matter of fact, man, take it off.
Man, show the people take your shoe, off, man, because they think I'm capping, man. The man got his own shoe.
I'm going to take it off.
Right, man, show.
But, yeah, it's good quality. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yes, like, sir. I'm going to tell you one thing. Ain't not a lot of... You know a lot of people doing shoes?
No. I can only think of one other person.
Right. Like,
yeah, I know a couple of people in the DMV, well, in the district that did some shoes, you know, but they was inspiration to me, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To let me know I can do it.
Right.
Know? So, yeah.
And the fact that it came from somewhere deep, somewhere that, you know, that you hold near and dear to your heart.
Right.
You know, you always got that driving factor, which is fascinating to me because I think that we're grasping a lot of that right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people lost a lot of people during COVID.
Right.
You know, not just during COVID, previous times, stuff like that.
Man, I was just listening to the radio. They said they lost 500,000 people with COVID. Like, that's crazy.
And it's a drop in the bucket to them. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody's lining up to get the vaccine now and... You know, and we got another variant out there. So, you know, do we have to get another shot or whatever? I don't know.
Right, yeah.
But it's just a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, you know, you're able to come through all that, through the ashes and just rise and just doing what you're doing, you know, I commend you for that, Chief. You know, it's one of the reasons we want to have you on the show, tell a little about you, you know, your story and what you're doing. And also where you're going, right?
Yeah.
So you got your shoe out, it's dropped, you know what I'm saying? You got the logo, you know, you're sitting up here ready to make other moves. What's your thought process? Like, where are you trying to go? You know, what are some of the lessons learned that you had? Like, let us know.
A lot of lessons. I think everything is happening just like they said it would. Like, as far as, like, when I first started, like, I had a lot of people supporting, you know what I'm saying, from the outside. But I think a lot of people that I thought would support from the inside
didn't
support, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's coming back around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, like, and then right now I'm going through a lot of stuff. Like, right now my son is in the hospital. We've been in the hospital since September.
Mm-hmm.
He on the third hospital right now. I just got banned from the hospital for trying to basically save his life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They wrote a police report on him. Now I can't go see my son, so I'm trying to figure a way back into the hospital. It's just so much stuff that's hitting me. Boulders coming up. I feel like my breakthrough about to come.
It's coming. Yeah.
You know, I got my store open, as a matter of fact. July 1st, I'm hoping for the grand opening July 1st.
July 1st?
Where is it?
July 1st, Rhode Island Avenue, D.C., Northeast D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, make sure you invite. We try to come through, man.
Yes, sir.
You already know. We're going to be through.
Yes, sir, man. Big accomplishment, man. I just fell down to my knees, dropped a tear, you know what I'm saying, when I got that.
Indeed. You know?
That's the thing. You keep sending, you know, thanking God for the blessings, and he'll keep opening doors for you.
He keeps sending people my way.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? People that you don't know. And it's so funny you said that. And I was thinking about that earlier with my business, the same thing. People that I would have thought, oh, those are my homies, they got me, whatever. Nope. It's random, strange people that I don't know or that I've met through him or met through whoever else. And they come through with the blessings, you know. Right. But God knows who you need in your life. And he knows, you know, what you need to be doing. And you just stay focused on that, you know.
I think the biggest thing is awareness, just to be aware of what he's sending, you know what I'm saying, to receive it.
And grateful.
Yeah, grateful. Right, right.
Keep that energy flowing. Right.
And be ready to receive it, right? A lot of people are just not ready to receive that situation, that blessing and stuff like that. People forget that. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be blessed, but you're not ready to receive that blessing. Like, hey, here's a sign. You should be doing that.
Right.
I don't think I want to listen to that. You know, it's hard-headed. They call it hard-headed. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
You just got to be ready to get that. So, that's man, congratulations on the grand opening. I didn't even know about that. Ricky, Rick, you ain't tell me about that, Chief. That's what's up. I'm going to holler at you on the football field. Don't worry about it. You know, shouts out to PME, but, you know, I'm going to throw it in there. Man. But, so I know you talked about a little lessons learned. What are some of the challenges that you face? Like, I know there's a lot of merch business out there. You know, a lot of people trying to get in the game, you know, that may be some quick money. But what are some of the lessons learned that you had in this game?
The biggest lesson I'm learning right now is taxes. Taxes crushing me. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, they ain't crushed me yet. I caught it right before.
It's good.
You know what I'm saying? Because we made a lot of money last year, and then I went to do my taxes, and then I'm like, whoa. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Uncle Sam won all his
Uncle Sam won everything. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest, like, lesson, like, to new entrepreneurs, make sure you do your taxes. Make sure you set aside 10%. You know, DC charges 6%. Make sure you set aside 10% in another bank account ready for Uncle Sam. You know, for every item you sell.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's, like, one of the biggest lessons I've learned. Other than that, man, just keep going. Like, don't listen to what nobody says.
Mm-hmm.
People laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I started rapping, like, this was before the clothing thing. When I put out the song Ooh Wee and I did a couple shows, I've never done this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to a few people, they laughed at me. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, man, I'm keep going. And it came to this point. From that one song I made, you know what I'm saying. So,
do you anticipate putting your energy more so on the music side, or are you just? Gonna
I just came out with a video last week. It's called Hospital Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out. It's on YouTube now. It's called my name Chris, and then it's Hospital Wars. Type in Hospital Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about what I'm going through now. I'd like to write about the times I'm going through at
makes therapeutic. Sense.
Get that out. Very therapeutic.
Listen, man, if we go through real life stuff all the time, it's not always about jewelry and guns and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We want to write from the heart. And I think we miss that from music, people writing from the heart. I'm tired of, like, hearing, you know, guns and shooting and all that stuff. What's actually really happening right now? What's some real life stuff that you can spit about?
Right.
You know, that comes from that. Because I want the energy. It's not always the sound all the time. Mm-hmm. When you got that energy and that vibe, like, you're drawn to that, especially if you're a positive person.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives going to hang with the negatives. Birds of a feather flock together. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. But, I'm just waiting for that to come through. I mean, what's your information? I mean, I know I didn't do a good job getting information out there. Where can they reach you? What's the name of your business? Like, what you doing? Like, holler at the people.
Yeah, the business is called ICNT Apparel. You can reach me at, I got a website, www.icntapparel.com. You can reach me on Instagram, at ICNT Apparel, Facebook, ICNT Apparel. Go to Chris Bowden. You know, that's my personal page. I display a lot of my stuff coming out there. Pop-up shop. Well, I got one more pop-up shop left before the grand opening, man. I want to do it on July 4th and have a big event. And, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a situation.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make it a situation.
I want the big scissors and everything.
You know what I'm saying? You want the mayor's scissors?
I want the big scissors.
You want the mayor's scissors?
You know? Like, so, yeah, I'm excited about that, man.
That's what's
I'm excited
up. Excited about that. Now, are you from D.C.?
I am.
Okay. So you born there, grew up there?
I was
there,
born and raised there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born and raised there. See, my thing is, I want to get outside of D.C., though. Like, I've been shipping, you know, across the country, really. Like,
I think a lot
of people, like, are concentrated in the city, like, you know, and they need to get that Shopify website.
Shopify?
And, they need to get that Shopify website.
I tried to hit them to Shopify stock a long time ago when it was at $300.
It was at
$300 back in, April. It was April. Matter of fact, a year ago.
I love stocks.
A year ago, it was at $300. That jump sitting at, like, $1,200 right now.
I know.
Bubbly.
But you know what? The stocks just went crazy. Like in February, where it dropped off. I think it's a great buying time right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, new administration. You got to think new administration, travel time, people leaving, all that other stuff. Right. I dabble in stocks or whatever. I'm no, you know, whatever. But you know, travel time. Back in the cruises.
Yeah.
Flights. You know, you should be buying gas right mm-hmm. now. Oils.
I'm big on EVs.
EV?
EVs made me a lot of money in stocks.
What is EVs? Sorry.
Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, electric vehicles. So Neo, Tesla.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
All the little hybrid situations that you got going on.
Right.
That's popping right now. I did mention it like back in it was a few shows ago about BlackBerry. People were like, BlackBerry? Bruh. Like,
see, the run-up they did with GameStop and you know about that?
That's smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. Slam. They did that
on that.
We ain't gonna hit the people. Like I'm saying, we know.
Right.
Like if you think we don't know, we kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But like, it's smoke and mirrors going out there. Just pay attention. You know.
Yes,
but
sir.
I was very sharp. I saw what they did on Robinhood. Mm-hmm. You mad because your money got locked up, didn't you?
Yeah.
People real mad. But if you would have understood how the stock was moving. And kind of what they were doing, you would have pulled your money out before that. But
right.
It is what it is, you know.
Yeah,
People learn. People definitely learn a lesson,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So that's an interesting thing. I know, you know, you got your business going on right now. What's an area that you're thinking about or you want to venture into next? I know you got your jumpsuits.
Great question.
You got your shoes. You got your shirts. You know what I'm saying? You got a music video out there. Where are you looking to go? Give us a little sample.
Right now, I'm glad you asked that.
Right now,
I'm at home making candles.
Oh.
Spread the love candles coming out, home decor, shower curtains, bath.
You're already on it.
You know what I'm saying? Pillows, whatever, you know.
Chief, I'm telling you right now, you hit him with the leggings, and you came back with the candles. You already mm-hmm. hitting the audience that you need to hit, for sure. Because they going to buy it. They like it, they going to buy it.
I'm telling you.
People be focusing on the wrong markets, man. I be trying to tell people.
Hey, I can't wait to get that home decor in the store.
Man.
You know?
Listen, one thing they like is candles. I do know they love leggings and they love candles. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking
kids
about the
clothing.
Kids clothing.
I got it. You know what? I got a clothing line for my son. I started for my son.
Okay.
Everything has purple hearts on there, representing epilepsy. That's what he has.
Okay.
So I'm really looking for a foundation to donate $1 to or whatso per item I sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, shout out to my son and his clothing line. It's called Munchkins.
Munchkins?
Spread the love, Munchkins. That's his nickname, Munch.
That's dope. That's dope. People don't know a lot about epilepsy. You know, can you kind of explain that a little bit to them?
Epilepsy is seizures. There's 50 different types of seizures,
mm-hmm.
but people don't know. You know what I'm saying? People think you just shake and
you know,
fall out and stuff like that. But, yeah. They classify you as epilepsy when you keep having seizures.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I understand that because I was dealing with somebody who had epilepsy or whatever, and it's very different, you know. Some people are triggered by lights. Some people are triggered by sleep. Some people are triggered by stress, noise, anything. Like, anything can set them off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very difficult situation because, you know, you don't know if that person's going to come out of that, you know, that state that they're in. And, like, you're nervous. It's like, all right, that first, because you seen it. That first 30 seconds, like, okay, we're good.
Well, my son, I had to learn how to deal with it. Like, I had to really, like, know when he's first have a seizure, you got to grab him real quick so that it stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or,
mm-hmm.
like, I used to get mad when I drop stuff or shut the refrigerator too hard. Or, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just learning it. You know, he's 8 years old now, so. You know, I've got a hold of it now, but...
No, that's good.
It's amazing how they change you, you know, when that's something that you have to embrace, right? Because it's not just him that has epilepsy now. Y'all all, right? Your family has it. That's something you have to cope with.
Yeah.
Learn how to adjust and adapt to living with.
Yeah, and it's hospital wards, too, yeah.
My best friend, her son is autistic, and then he started having seizures, like the week before he turned 18.
Mm.
And she's like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, and same thing, you know, and it's hard. She's got... But at this point, he's bigger than him, you know? So she has to know. That's something their household has to learn how to deal with. You have to be kind of on standby, and it's just so my heart goes out to you. I have 8-year-olds, and I can't even imagine. So I hope that you know, I hope he gets better.
And I commend you for staying there, right? So staying there, seeing that through, you know, the whole fruition. Like, you staying there with your son, doing a lot of people ain't gonna even stay there. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to deal with that whole situation, which is a terrible. Terrible thing, you know. Right. You don't stop dealing
like
with
that, though.
Right, but it is what it is. It's life, you know. I'm not saying it's right, Yeah. But you know, you just
I don't know how to go the other way.
Man, you can't.
Yeah, it's your baby.
Like, what is that?
You're right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What is giving up? Like, right.
You go all in for them.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Like I but, told you, they just put me out of the hospital for it. I'm going hard for them. You know?
Man, but so you got Munchkins out. You got the clothes, the kids' clothing line. You got the Purple Heart coming out. You still want to drop the candles or whatever. What's the sample of the candles? Like, what is the scent you got going on there?
I can't even display that right now because I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you say
I'm
still just, in the lab cooking.
Yeah, I'm still working on it, man. Okay. But, I'm still working.
That's
on
good,
that.
Man. I mean, as long as you know you're driving and you keep going where you're going, you got irons in the fire. You know, I like it. I like the direction of what you're doing. Thank but unfortunately, I didn't get Natasha a chance to kind of get the crash of what we're doing. Usually, I give an update of kind of our guests or whatever, and I didn't get a chance to ask any questions that you had.
Yeah, it's a couple, but it's okay though. So the candles that you're making, I'm assuming they're like the stronger scented ones that are, because right. I do love me some candles. I always have them if I'm home chilling. I have a candle burning somewhere. I'm assuming they're like the stronger scented ones. Mm-hmm. Have like the
paraffin wax. Paraffin okay. wax.
I ain't never heard of that, but that sounds good.
Yeah.
So paraffin wax, isn't that usually that's usually what's used when people have like wax like on their skin, like on their.
I don't know what else they use.
Well, I'm telling you, like, so, like, I have a kid at home that you can, like, put wax on your feet or whatever and melt it. So that'd be pretty cool. And also, too, like, we have a Pure Romance candle I brought on the first show, and it's made of, like, soy wax. And so it's something you can pour on your skin.
Yeah.
So it's more.
See, what I know about it is paraffin wax, it gives off a stronger scent than soy wax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a mixture of both, too, like.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different type of burning that soy wax does, other than paraffin wax, and it's
right.
Yeah,
this is all Greek to me. I don't know.
It's Greek to me too. Really, I just started like 2 weeks ago. You know, if that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I've been researching, and I just started doing my own thing with them. Mm-hmm. You know, did a test. You know, a couple of days ago, and they smell really good. You know what I'm saying? So, but I gotta get a little better at them. You know what I'm saying?
Do you mind me asking how old you are? You mind me asking? Okay. I'll just say this. I always salute, especially when we got black men that come here that are doing positive things and out here doing different things. I love to see, it sounds like you have an open mind. You're allowing things to come to you, and, you know, as they are coming to you, like you all on it and taking things in different directions and not pigeonholing yourself, eliminating yourself. So yeah. I just salute you for that. So.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
You seem young.
You said
you ain't pigeonhole me,
you
bro.
You seem young. Like, that's listen, all. Yeah. I'm just happy to see that, and I'm excited to see what you do in the future.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Does it smell? So, listen, I had Yankee Candle, and then you had Bath and Body Works. Mm-hmm. I'm a candle guy. I like candle. I like my house smelling good, and I like a clean house. Right. You know what I'm saying? But Bath and Body Works is better than Yankee Candle. I don't know. Fight me. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. It's like the scent lasts longer, and it's everywhere.
They might got paraffin wax.
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I'm like, I don't know anything about it. I'm like, why is this one better than this one? They're both candles.
They might use paraffin wax instead of soy.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I didn't know anything about soy. She told me about soy. So soy you can use on your body. I guess paraffin wax you can use for, like, in the air.
Right.
I don't know.
She just told me something new too about rubbing it on your skin.
Well, that's why I keep her here, man. She's. Yeah. I don't mean no stuff. I keep her here, man, because she be knowing stuff, man. So you got candles coming down. When are you thinking about you about to release any of those? A couple of lines. You can drop like one scented per season.
Hopefully by the grand opening, right?
Yeah, grand open. I want to hold like my colors are. These colors right here, like I want to have a section where it just got different color candles, this colors, you know, and just different, you know, a few different scents. I don't want to go too wild with
right,
it, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like somebody just gave me an idea to do bathroom shower curtains and, you know, I'm just trying to keep thinking of stuff, you know, to.
Yeah, just be innovative.
To grow it, you know, like, and it's so fun. It's so fun.
Because
like,
it lets you be creative. It lets you be who you want
to
be.
And I feel like that I'm going to be able to retire early off of this.
That's what's up.
You know?
Was there ever a time when you thought, like, younger in life that you had to get, like, a 9-to-5 or a specific type of job to, you know, to be okay or to do okay in life and think that was the path?
I thought that was, like y'all was talking about earlier, like, it's a different generation now. Like, they was taught to work 20, 30 years and then live for 20, 30 and then, you know, go away or whatever. Like, I feel like that you need to be an entrepreneur. like, as soon as you can, like, mm-hmm. right now, you know what I'm saying? I wish I would have started a little earlier, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's something that's really indigenous to this area, right? I don't, it's not like this, like, necessarily, like, everywhere in the South, right? Or, you know, outside of, like, Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. If you go to, like, you know, Alabama or Mississippi, it's, you know, or even a lot of times places in the Midwest, it's not a lot of same people with that same mentality, right. You know, to understand
There's so many things to do to make money, yeah. like, and it's not hard at all. You know, if you put your mind to it and just don't give up, you can get anything you want to get.
And it's so funny because those are the little cliches we hear growing up, right? You can be anything you want to be in life, but you don't, when you get to the point where you can like click in with that and really understand, like, yeah, I really can. Like, let me manifest this shit.
Yeah. And manifest and make this is a happen. Great word. Like, I was just about to say that. Like, law of attraction.
Absolutely.
When I found out about law of attraction, that changed everything for me.
Oh, man.
You know?
We about to. Yeah, it's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's what's up.
So that is manifestation and all that. That's tough because a lot of people can't see it. They're in their own way, you know, because they're like, I got an idea, and they got an idea, and they start writing down a piece of paper, and then tomorrow, I'm like, a little too far fetched.
Yeah,
you know, I think a lot of people are struggling with a lot of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult, man.
I think that. People look for the touchdown instead of getting the first down first.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's what I think.
I like that.
You know,
this is true. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen people like really reach for the stars and then stop after a while.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when I like to do business with folks, I want to see the longevity of something. Mm-hmm. You know, how far are you willing to go and willing to take this? Because that's how much energy and effort that I'm going to exude. Doing this with you,
matching your energy, right? Matching the energy that you're putting out.
Exactly. Right. I mean, that's the way you got to go. If you don't do it like that, because you got to manage your time. Because your time is your money. Even though you're not really having the money, you have the time. But I have to be able to invest this time into a situation or circumstance or business to then get me the money later on.
Right.
In which case, it's then going to be, you know, passive income where I'm just at the crib chilling. You know,
making money while you sleep
is the goal,
right? Making money while you sleep.
That is the goal. That is the goal. Nobody wants to be in there punching nobody's clock. Nobody wants to punch nobody's clock.
But I feel like that's not something that. You know, again, this is a different generation, right? Because I feel like the generations before us, they were, you know, that's what they're taught. Like, some people were tired twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you know, my father, God rest his soul, like, he retired twice from the military, from the Army and the Navy. And then, he was sick and passed away within that next year. You know what I'm saying? So, you didn't work all that time.
All that time.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you didn't even really get to go out and, you know, and go and live the life that you want to live without having to punch a clock, you know, every day. So
that's what makes me... I'm not gonna say scared. It makes me nervous. I don't want to be working like 30 years.
That's what motivates me.
I'm not nervous.
I don't want to be working 30 years for somebody else and then retire and then die 2 years later. I don't want to.
I've seen
that.
It happen too many times.
You working
times.
For them to buy them a bigger car?
They buying bigger cars while you work for them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I work.
And look, I saw a post the other day. It said, "Man, an employee came up to the boss. Said, "Man, I like your car." He said, "Yeah, I can get a bigger one if you work harder."
True story, man.
I'm about to go
steal the pose. I gotta repose. No, that's dope, man. I think I think you're well on your way and you got a firm understanding of what you're doing. You got a direction of what you're doing. You're definitely the type of person we like bringing on the show. You know, shouts out to Ricky Slade for, you know, suggesting this. You know, I didn't know you from Adam E, but I like the vibe. I like what you're doing. Like, this is no fluff. You know, want to be there at the grand opening. That's number one.
Definitely.
We definitely want to have you back on here. Just converse, even if you just do a crash show.
I
got to
get y'all some clothes, too. I ain't get a chance to stop past the storage on the way.
Man, listen, you want me to market something, let me know. Just shoot it up. You know, me and Tasha do a real good job of that, getting it out there. You know, we just want to see people successful.
Yeah.
We want to be like the inverse of everything else. And people think, oh, you're getting paid. I'm not getting paid a lot of money to do this. I just want the inverse to happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to help do that.
Right.
Natasha's helped me do that. JB's helping me do that. Just bringing you guys in to explain what you guys do and just be who you are and let the people decide for themselves. That's all we want to do, provide a platform. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if it turns into something else, that's great. But if not, you know, at least we're bringing positivity back in the community.
Yeah, we're circulating that positive energy, man. It's going to come back to you one way or the other, you know?
It's going to come back to all of us. Because what they tell you to do, surround yourself with smart people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And vibe off of them.
Yeah.
Bounce ideas off of them, network off of them, and then you're going to be successful. You put yourself in a negative situation, you can't really expect too much good result.
You got to keep yourself in line and on positive thoughts. And,
absolutely, man. And you know, prayers out to your son. You know, I hope everything goes well with that.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we already speaking into existence. He'll be just fine. You know, he'll be just fine. So, so I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock here. Tasha, just real quick. I understand that, you know, from a woman's perspective, what is, because you're an entrepreneur yourself, I am as well. What are some of the difficulties that you're seeing going into driving your own business in terms of similarities of what, you know, Beans is seeing of lessons learned that he's dealing with right now? Is there any similarity? Is it different for a woman, for an entrepreneur woman? Is it different? Are you seeing these things differently? Are you having different lessons learned?
So I think a lot of the same things, you know, we hit on. One, like I said, not kind of really expecting your, you know, necessarily the people that you know right off the bat to be the ones to support your business or your goals, especially initially. It took some people that are closest to me, like, until I hit about the 2-year mark to be like, oh, you really seriously doing this, huh? You know, I've had people come to the parties and be like, you really doing this? I'm like, you see my setup, right? Like, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And I did. I had the same thing, you know, people, even some of my best friends was like, really, this what you gonna do now, whatever. So it's not too long ago, I actually talked to my mom about an auntie. It has her you know, a conflicting perspective, and I'm not okay, but I'm like, you know what, she's never asked me once, you got your rent money this month, you know what I'm saying, you and the girl straight,
right.
You got your car note, like, right. Groceries, any, this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm enjoying it. Like I said, it's bringing money into my pockets, it's bringing opportunities, it's bringing people that I never would have, you know, necessarily had the opportunity to meet, you know. It's in like-minded people that are elevating me, exposing me to different opportunities, people, networking. And this is all the things that I was manifesting into my life, you know what I'm saying, at one point when I barely had money to put gas in my car, you know, or barely had money to make sure I had groceries in the house. So just, you know, again, just like a not really paying attention to the naysayers, you know what I'm saying, and focusing on what you feel like is for you, and keeping pushing and doing what you feel like you're supposed to be doing with your life, you know, and just having that confidence. I'm always talking about that. Having, you know, I love myself and have confidence in myself enough to keep doing what I know God has got. I can see how he's working in my life. So I'm going to keep flowing in that direction. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I just wanted to point that out because, listen, there's a lot of similarities of what, you know, an African-American woman or African-American man or man and a woman or Hispanic or Latino or Asian. It doesn't matter. We're going through a lot of different stuff. At the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of people out there who's not going to want you to succeed, who are really doubting kind of what you're trying to do. All we're here to say is just go. Don't stop. Just go. Doesn't matter if you fail. Just get up and go again. You just keep going, because if you don't, you won't. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't, you won't. If you do, it's a possibility that you don't get to where you want to go, but at least you have an opportunity. Don't negate your opportunity.
I think you got to appreciate the small victories.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Of course.
For sure. They add up, you know.
Right.
Like, what's it? 10 pennies equals a dime, right? Yeah. It'll get you there. You
know, I call it dominoes. Yeah, like, I call it dominoes, man. Mm-hmm. Everything falling like dominoes right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, you don't want to put the dominoes in place.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and knock that first down. I used to like that. You know when they used to do the big domino jumps? I don't know if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's
the big setups, the big maze.
That's y'all being like, yo, they had to take them like 4 years to make or something. Like, them jumps be extravagant. They be knocking things here and there. I'm like, yo, that's kind of dope. But, before we go, just shout outs to, entertainment over here. We're single to mile, man. Single to mile, know what you're doing. Come through, holla at us. We're right over here at the Palace off Route 1. Okay. Single to mile, cranking comedy. We're out there with D. Floyd, the executives, you know, Mailman Crank Show. We're going to be doing that. You know, the place holds 500 to 1,000 people. Plenty of room. You know, you move around, do what you got to do. You know, good food, good drinks. Come over there. We got a cranking band. We got a comedy show. We got a DJ. We got the whole situation.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, man, we already got the situation. Hey, yeah. We good. We good over here. Right. So we just going to keep that moving on the low. But, you know, you're going to hear more about that. Please come through. Cinco de Mayo, you're not doing anything. Just come to Cranking Comedy at the Palace. And shout out to D. Floyd. If you don't know, hit me up. If you need tickets, hit D. Floyd up or hit the mailman, Marcus Glover. Outside of that, Shades of Blue and Gold. Shout out to Silky Smooth, Sandra Mason. That's going to be coming June, July time frame, I believe, June or July. She's going to be doing that. It's a huge, huge event.
My mom, silky smooth.
Listen, man, my mom puts on events.
Hey, Mama Mason, I can't wait to come. I can't. I'm gonna learn how to hand dance. I can't wait to come.
Man, she puts on a whole event.
I've heard, and I've talked to a lot of different people that you know, outside of the show that that know her and know about those events. So that's what's up.
Listen, your parents are wild. If you don't know, I seen your parents. And that's what
it's been. Friends of mine's parents.
They wild, man. Your parents is wild. They out here. They got the hooch in the bag.
Silky smooth. You know?
They got hooch in the bag. You know, they walk around with their little tote bag. It's a shoe bag. It's hooch. Yeah, man. But Beans, I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, man. Coming all the way down from DC. You know, I know you're going through some stuff, but you know, promoting what you're doing. Promoting your brand, just what you're doing, man. Just giving these other people hope, even if it's one person, to give them an idea. It doesn't even matter. At least we did a job. So hopefully they can then give somebody else. You know, each one teach one, right? So that's kind of what we're here for, man. Definitely appreciate you.
Thank you for
We're gonna have you back out here. Just make sure you send my damn invitation.
Yes, sir.
For the damn opening, bro. Yes, that's where we at right now. So I think we're at the top of the hour. Tasha, you got anything else before we close out?
That's it. Again, if you are interested in having any in-home parties, ladies, or if you're interested in joining my growing team, or interested in purchasing any Pure Romance products, please reach out to me. My website is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods. You can find me on Instagram at tparties by PR, or Facebook Natasha Woods.
Also, one last thing. If you're looking for event space, anything like that, let us know. Let me know, byovibe@gmail.com. Send me over something. If you're looking to host an event or something like that, you don't have the space, holler at me. I got to hook up on that. Also, we're going to have exclusive BYOV events coming up really soon. Josh, you didn't know that because I'm just dropping it on you right now.
Oh, all
right
then.
Yeah, well, listen. Come on, I'm trying to tell you, it's invite only. And the only reason you get an invite if you're on the BYOV fan page on FB. You know, but we're going to have exclusive events. One of the events is a wine tasting. And we're also going to have book clubs and a few other things going on. But I'm not going to spill the beans on everything. But just let me know if you're interested. Holler at me. I'll put you on the BYOV page. You'll be getting the email blast probably next week or so. By next week. Right in time for the Cranking Comedy on May 5th. So, as you guys know, appreciate you guys tuning in. Bring your own vibe all the time. Be who you are going to be. Relax yourself, relate, release. Holla at y'all. relax, relate, release. A lot of us need to release. We all need a little release. No, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. Holla at y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care, man. See y'all next week.
Good night.
I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You folding the pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier. You folding the pressure. Smoking on gas, this shit pressure.